I'd like to call this discussion Debating a Dietitian. For many, many years, those of us in the alternative medicine and holistic nutrition fields have been battling against conventional dietitians or registered dietitians. And this is because, unfortunately, most of what they teach and preach and recommend to other individuals is not only outdated, but it has now been long proven to be essentially untrue. And it's like, I suppose, many different professions. Nobody wants to admit they were wrong. But in the case of dietetics and their philosophy, especially when it comes to weight management, they're just simply wrong. There's no other easier way to put it. They're still preaching the old paradigm from the 1940s of calories in and calories out. And perhaps in those days, that concept had a little bit more validity to it because of the diet of most people at that time was not so significantly laden with refined carbohydrates and sugars. Today, it's an entirely different story. The rate of overweight and obese individuals in the United States alone has exceeded the 50% mark. Americans spend approximately $63 to $65 billion every year in an attempt to lose weight. And the sad thing is that over 95% of them will likely fail. Now, if something had such a dismal success rate, and such a high failure rate, wouldn't it seem logical to take a look at why that might be? But that's not what dietitians do. They keep preaching the same old story, calories in and calories out. And when the dieter ultimately fails, as they do almost all of the time, they blame the dieter. Well, you're cheating. You're non-compliant. You're not dedicated. You're not sincere. You're eating more food than you think, etc., etc., etc. And unfortunately, blaming the dieter for failure when you haven't given them the tools they need to succeed is somewhat immoral in a way. But clinging to that old paradigm, they just can't give it up. And because of that, obesity rates are epidemic, literally. And they're affecting all ages. We have more children and adolescents overweight, severely overweight today, than in any other time in history. And if you take a look at that dismal statistic, what is their life going to be like when they reach adulthood and then move beyond? Well, the longer you're overweight or obese, the greater the risk for a wide variety of health complications, arthritis, joint damage, diabetes, of course, hypoglycemia, the list goes on and on and on, and life expectancy, the life expectancy for people who are overweight and especially obese, is significantly less than for other individuals. So there's a whole lot of reasons why someone would want to lose weight. And I have rarely met an individual who says, I'm really happy being 70 pounds overweight. I'm just fine. They may lie and say that to other people, but they take that attitude only because they've tried endless times probably to lose that extra weight and failed. And we're getting close to the definition of insanity when you keep repeating the same thing over and over again that has failed in the past with the hope of getting a different and better result. It just doesn't happen. Because of our high sugar and high refined carbohydrate diet today, we're looking at the causes of obesity to be something other than calories. It's a condition which we call insulin resistance. And this develops over time when high levels of sugar-forming foods refined carbohydrates and such, are ingested on a more or less continual basis. And that is what the standard American diet has become. It has become a constant ingestion at literally every meal of huge, enormous amounts of sugar-forming foods. And what that's doing is it's constantly keeping the person's body in a state of elevated insulin, because insulin is being secreted in response to those sugar-forming foods once they enter the bloodstream as glucose. So the body is continually producing high levels of the hormone insulin. Over time, this creates a condition called insulin resistance, because the body begins to turn down its sensitivity to insulin in a way of self-protection almost. And then once insulin resistance occurs, we would expect to see two things happen. Number one, we would expect to see the individual gain a lot of weight, excessive amounts. And the thing with insulin resistance is that there's no limit to how much weight a person can store because of the insulin response factor. And this is how we can account for individuals that are 300, 400, 500 plus pounds, because you can't eat that much food if you did it for a living. And because of that, we're looking at a situation that is not being addressed properly. You cannot starve that much weight off of somebody effectively. It's just not going to happen. But once we start regulating and controlling carbohydrate and sugar intake, these individuals all of a sudden begin to start losing weight. They start to have more energy. They sleep better. They have a greater outlook and a better mood, because obesity and excess insulin does not just affect the body. It affects the mind as well, because they are linked. And you very often find people who are overweight not only suffering from a lack of self-esteem because of the weight, but because of their mood. They're constantly in a state of semi-melancholy or depression, and that's not just due to what they see in the mirror, but how they feel inside, because this chemistry is also altering, to a great extent, their brain chemistry. So by the simple act of controlling carbohydrate intake, we can change these people's lives while they steadily and safely lose the excess weight they shouldn't have in the first place. Once we do that, then we have to address a situation called food cravings. The carbohydrate intolerant or insulin resistant person, when they begin to reduce carbohydrate intake, can go through phenomenal withdrawal. Carbohydrate addiction has been likened to that of cocaine, heroin, and other substances. It is extremely powerful. It is extremely severe. Fortunately, we do have several nutrients that help regulate that craving response. They include cinnamon extract, chromium, vanadium, aspartic acid, and others. And by adding these to the person's program, we can greatly reduce or virtually eliminate all of their food cravings. Now, that's going to make the whole weight loss process a whole lot easier. And we need to arm people with as many tools as we possibly can in order to help them achieve their goal. Weight loss needn't be difficult. Weight loss needn't be a burden, and you need not suffer miserably while you're doing it. Our new weight management revolution not only includes these factors, but upfront testing so that we can determine how your body handles various foods. And once we know that, we can then design a weight loss program that's likely going to be the best possible program for your body type, your chemistry, and so forth. By adding these key nutrients, we can help make the job of weight loss a whole lot more pleasant. And here's an interesting thing that might get your attention. You know how most people cheat on diets? Anyone who's ever been on a diet has cheated. And if they say they haven't, they're just lying to you. It is just human nature, and things like cravings, boredom, self-pity, and various other things can always make this situation even worse. So our new weight management programs not only encourage cheating, but we absolutely insist on it, because cheating actually, if you do it right, can actually increase your metabolism and increase your weight loss. But there's a right and a wrong way to do that. And obviously, most people who cheat on their diet are not doing it right because they're failing. But when we teach you how to cheat properly on your diet, you not only will be able to enjoy the foods that you feel so deprived of, but you will also be actually healing and encouraging and enhancing your metabolism, indirectly making weight loss even faster. Watch for the new weight management revolution coming soon in the form of an ebook.